Shayla's voice that sounds like mine.
Aw.
There we are. 7 after the hour, Wednesday on the Good Day program. Radio at its finest.
There it is.
Cough it out.
Allergies, mold, whatever the hell it is.
You were haying, weren't you?
Not yesterday, I wasn't.
Oh,
last night I was fine until I was, actually yesterday afternoon, I went, it rained a bit yesterday and it's raining here today, so there's a lot of moisture around.
Yeah.
And I went to a, we have a wonderful source for the best apple cider you can possibly imagine to have at the dairy store. People like it this time of year. So I went up there and met this guy. I was doing some other business with him. And when I got in the truck, I was soaked when I got in the truck and came back. And on the way back, I was talking on the phone pretty much the whole way. And I got back to the farm about 7 o'clock, and I was fine there. And then I came home and got on the phone again. And I just started losing, and in 4 or 5 minutes, I couldn't speak. So I did all the stuff with the sprays and the homeopathic stuff that I have around.
Did you try whiskey?
Well, I didn't. I don't have any. I have that sangria around. Maybe I should drink some of that.
That'll help, but not in the way you need it.
No. Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to take my leave of you for the most part. I'll be in and out this morning to do some things that have to do with our September 11th acknowledgement. I'm not calling it a celebration. I think it's just move ahead. But in the meantime, you two have Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden here. You have plenty to talk about, what with the post office and all, and other things having to do with this week. So, ladies and gentlemen, I give to you two people with voices.
You're such a giver.
You are so kind. All right, we'll see you in a little bit, Dudley.
Feel better.
So, all right. You know, one of the things that has kind of been hitting me right between the eyes when we've been talking about all this 9/11 stuff, Jennifer, and I wanted to get your take and everybody out there give us a call about this. And I just actually thought about this. What are your kids learning about 9/11 in school?
Oh, that's it. You know, I don't even think that route because I don't have kids in school, obviously.
My son is in the second grade, just started yesterday. I went and met him on the, when he came home on the bus. You know, him and all of his friends jump off of the bus, and they're all excited after their first day. And my daughter will be in kindergarten next year.
Wow.
So I didn't really ever think about it either because at this stage they're learning Martin Luther King, George Washington,
Abe Lincoln.
They're
learning more about people than about events, right?
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's kind of basic at this point. But then I heard a news report, and it was about a woman who lost one of her children in the towers.
Mm-hmm.
Who was a young child going to elementary school, and she was lobbying the school to talk about the events, and apparently they just believe it's too young. So then
but
I started.
I mean, they would have to put it in history books, though. If you're studying American history, what year do you do that?
That's
fifth grade or fourth grade, I think.
That's one of the things they talked about, is that a lot of history books don't really cover the attacks. So that's what made me curious, and that's what I want people to call and tell us, you know, what are their experiences? So if you have...
It may be scary, but that's an awfully big omission. I mean, that's something that has shaped
the
country in the last 10
years. You know, by the time you get to high school, it should certainly be in the history books. I mean, certainly they're going to learn about the World War I, World War II. They're going to learn about the Vietnam War.
I thought you were going to say the Vietnam, like the Iraq.
The Iraq. And I would even think that they have, you know, the first Iraq War, Desert Storm in there. So why wouldn't they have, 9/11? I got to think by the ninth grade, you're learning something about this.
Well, by that time, I mean, you were part of it, I think. I mean, how old are you in ninth grade? 14?
Yes.
So, well, I guess you'd still be pretty young. God, we're getting old.
All right, so 1-800-510-8255. 1-800-510-8255. We want to know if you have kids high school age or that have been high school age or that are getting ready to be high school age or even junior high school. What is their experience? What have you talked to them about? Mm-hmm. How have you talked? I mean, I haven't really talked to my kids about it yet. I figure probably third grade, fourth grade is when they start really becoming aware of these kinds of things and can handle the explanation of what happened. But I haven't been there yet. So how do you handle it with your kids?
And if you're a teacher, do you bring it up?
Yeah. If you're a teacher and a kid asks about it in school, or is it in your curriculum? 1-800-510-8255. So let's say you are the parent of an elementary age child and they are in school and it does get brought up. How would you feel about it? How would you feel if your kid came home and said, "Mommy, we talked about 9/11 today and airplanes flying into buildings"? What would that do to you if your kid came home and started asking you about that without you really being prepared? I mean, that's the thing that, yeah, as a parent, you're prepared for everything because they give you 1,000 questions a day, right, and some of them are harder than others. So, but your mom's a teacher. I mean, but she's high school.
My mom is a teacher, and my mom will talk about it. I mean, that's why I guess it hadn't registered as an issue before. But she also doesn't teach history, so it's not like she has to dedicate a huge block of time to it because she's an English teacher. But I know that she speaks about it with her kids.
Now, she was a teacher on the day that everything hit.
And she went to school.
What kind of a day was that for her, and how did the students react?
They shut everything down, and she came home, I think. Because L.A., there was a lot of information floating around that morning that L.A. would be under attack next, if you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think she ended up going to school and then coming right back home because they shut everything down.
So the county shut down the schools.
Yeah, absolutely. It was pretty fast.
In the days after, how was it when she went back? And what was, I don't even know that I really thought about this because this wasn't in my wheelhouse. We all have our own personal experiences. But how do kids that were in her school for the next few days, weeks, months, years handle it?
If I remember right, and again, it was 10 years ago, but I think that I think all the people had TVs in their classrooms, which is funny. All the students use their TVs, or all the teachers use the TVs in the classrooms to monitor news channels. I think they held discussions, and I think, if I'm not wrong, they even had counselors come through and talk to the students about what happened.
Yeah. That's got to be a tough thing because you have, in a school that probably the size of your mom's, 1,500, 2,000 students coming through with different explanations, different information. And you know what it's like for high school kids, man.
Yeah.
You tell one kid one thing, and by the end of the telephone call, it's turned into totally different information.
And don't forget, their job is also to keep everybody together. I mean, they don't, with all the budget cuts in California schools anyway, they have completely really cut down on security. I mean, so the teachers, if there's something going on, the teachers have been trained now to try to end problems. And I remember one of the big issues was that this wouldn't cause more fighting between different groups.
Let's see, there's another aspect you never even think about. So conflict resolution, and then even within, you're talking about gangs or just certain sects of the school, or
people of different backgrounds.
Wow.
Because for Muslim children, that was a really bad time. I mean, that's something we don't even think about because we didn't have to deal with it. But if you were a Muslim at the time, it was tough. People looked at you funny. I mean, it was a whole new set of issues for those kids.
All right. Well, let's go to San Jose, California. Here's Seth, who was a senior on that day. Seth, welcome to the show. How are you?
I was a senior in high school. This is my first week, my senior year in 2001. I graduated in 2002. And I didn't believe it at first because I actually had to get to school early. And, I didn't watch the news or listen to the radio news on the way to school. So I had no idea what was going on.
What time did you show up at school? What time did you arrive?
7 o'clock. And so everything has already happened. And those 10 o'clock, on the East Coast.
Right.
And people are just, like, passing notes in my leadership class, and we just were, like, really believing it. We're just like, whatever, something happened, accident.
Did your teacher,
blah, blah, blah.
Did your teacher stop the class and talk about it? I mean, you guys were passing notes talking about it. At what point did the school recognize what was going on?
Honestly, it was about an hour later when I had to go to my first period class, and my English teacher actually just dragged a TV into the middle of the classroom and just turned it on and didn't say anything, and we just sat there and watched it.
How did you feel?
And, loss of words. Yeah. Honestly, I thought at this point, I was 17, and I thought, by the time I'm 18, I'm going to be engulfed in some crazy war or something. This is bigger than, you know, anything I've ever seen.
Interesting. So that ran through your head that you thought maybe there'd be a draft right away.
Right.
Yeah. And also in the back of my head, I'm not going to lie. I was like, this is horrible, you know. This is not what I was planning on my first week of my senior year in high school. And then this happened. And these guys ruined it.
And you're there.
All I can see is the people that actually stepped up and, you know, hopefully made a difference, you know, to make it better for everyone else. Like, thank you, because we were all scared and it sucked.
How do you think the school handled it? Did you feel okay?
I think in California, the school that I was, I think they just were just as shocked as I was. You know, they didn't know how to handle it because this is obviously something that was different, you know, like astronomically, like right. out of their reach, because it wasn't in California. This, you know, to the east of us, you know, obviously across the nation. And they, I don't know what they relayed to their teachers, but my teacher just showed it and just put the TV on and just
probably the only thing they called us.
Yeah. Everybody's
going down, and we were all just kind of stunned. I guess stunned is the biggest word.
So going through your senior year, how did your senior year turn out? Did you end up enjoying it, or did this put a major damper on it?
The biggest thing I can remember is I was on the football team at that point, and that week was our first game, and during the stretches before the game, you know, you stretch out, and I looked up in the stands, and I didn't see my parents, and they were supposed to be there, you know, for the game, but they were running late. And I just broke down and started crying because I looked in the stands and did not see my parents, people, you know, that I loved,
mm-hmm.
and going, the people that we have no idea about just killed a bunch of people that a lot of people loved for no reason, and they're not there for them, and I took a lot of things for granted, you know, and it just kind of hit me kind of, you know, I just started bawling. I just, you know, I just couldn't take it, like, you know. Looking up in the stands and not seeing my parents because they're running late, and I'm just sitting there going, thinking about all the other kids that are getting ready for their senior year, their football team, their basketball team, whatever, what have you, looking up in the stands, you know, because thinking about all their parents that aren't going to be there, that were there for them their whole lives because these cowards, you know, just decided to try to make a point by doing something crazy.
It definitely was a tough thing to handle in a year that should have been nothing but fun for you, but it sounds like you came through it pretty well. You got a good head on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Seth.
It's 21 past the hour on Good Day. If you have any thoughts, 1-800-510-8255, 1-800-510-TALK on the Good Day Show. It's 21 past the hour.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day with Jennifer Horn. I am Rich McFadden, and we are without Doug for a couple of more minutes as he tries to get his voice back in shape. Was walking around last night in the rain, got soaking wet, and can't understand why he doesn't have a voice this morning. What a
shock.
Not
really true. I don't know about that.
I don't know why.
My biology teacher, speaking of high schools and things, was such a, he was so mean to us. And it would rain, and everybody would be soaked in the class. And he said, it doesn't matter if you get soaked. You don't get sick from being soaked. And you can only get so soaked up to the point of saturation. So shut up and sit down. It was mean. I can't remember his name, but Biology.
The difference is when it's soaked and it's 60, because here in D.C. yesterday it was only up to about 63, 64 degrees, and it was raining. So if you're wet and cold, bingo, hello,
there you
no
go.
Voice.
Catch a cold.
Yeah, and then Doug doesn't
have
rest his voice.
On.
Yeah, he sits on the air for 6 hours and then goes out and talks on his cell phone all day long. So anyway, he'll be back in a little bit. Powerful call from Seth from San Jose, who was a senior the day that the planes hit the towers in the Pentagon in Pennsylvania. Jennifer,
I was kind of Googling around just to see if some school districts had addressed what they were going to do, if anything, for the big 10-year anniversary of September 11th. And West Virginia, this is out of Charleston, West Virginia, they are going to do something in their school district, depending on the grade level of the kids. But something they pointed out is that their seniors now were only in second grade when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. So their memories are real fuzzy, or they might even not remember, what happened.
Yeah, and even crazier, we're almost at the point where all of the kids that will be in school, there won't be any kids in school that experienced it or were even in school during it or even alive during it in the next 5 or 6, 7 years. So then it becomes Vietnam for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Something they have no point of reference or personal connection to.
Well, this school district has reached out. Not only their teachers are obviously involved, but they've asked their parents for help and also community leaders. And they've put together a whole week of programs that kind of just help people understand and make sense of the aftermath of 9/11. And then they're going to continue the lessons into September 16th when they also do Constitution Day. Interesting. They're making it a big part of American history.
What? Is this high school?
All the way through. This is a whole school district.
Wow.
So depending on the grade level, the kids will get some sort of education for a full week about September 11th.
So we're on the air in Charleston. So 1-800-510-8255, 1-800-510-TALK. Call us if your kid's in that school district. And how
nervous, or how comfortable are you with how they are going to handle it and how they're going to talk about it? Because it's certainly a tough thing, but it sounds like they're trying to address it no matter what the age is, you know, appropriately, you would hope.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool. They have a whole resource center where teachers can register their activities so that it's a big database of things that you can learn if you need lesson plans. But I guess they have all kinds of stuff, activities, lesson plans, teacher resources, all up on this website from the school district.
Is it amazing how the Internet has changed teaching? I was looking on Facebook just a couple of weeks ago, and a teacher I know was looking for a lesson plan for, I forget what it was, whatever it was. And she was, hey, any other teachers out there know of a good website with a good lesson plan for this?
Oh, absolutely. My friend had to start teaching drama at her school, and she didn't know much about it. She went online and had a full semester's worth of lesson plans, all from Google.
Wow. Oh, yeah. No, you know, my friend's a Spanish teacher for elementary-age kids. She can't speak anymore. I speak more Spanish than she does.
Mm-hmm.
But for elementary kids, you're just giving them the basics, and there she was, you know.
Right, vocabulary.
Yeah, I'll be looking for the lesson plan online. So, all right, 1-800-510-8255-911. Your kids, how was it handled? Give us a call. Good day at 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Here's a trivia question. What's one natural phenomenon that only occurs in a handful of bays and lagoons around the world? It's called bioluminescence. In bioluminescent bays and lagoons, living organisms actually light up the water. The majority of these bio bays are located close to home in places like Puerto Rico and Jamaica. While you can take large boats, even those with glass bottoms, as one way to observe the glow, you might want to look for a company that leads smaller guided trips with on-the-water experiences like kayaking or canoeing. You can maximize the experience by going during a full moon. It's difficult to capture the effect on film. But if you do bring a camera, make sure to turn off the flash. And remember, these are living organisms. In places like Mosquito Bay and Vieques, that's in Puerto Rico, sunscreen and bug spray are not allowed, since the chemicals can kill off the microorganisms that actually make the water glow. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Hi, welcome to Lowe's. How can I help you?
Yes, I heard about your 5% off every day credit offer.
That's right. Just use your Lowe's consumer credit card to get 5% off every day. Or choose special financing on purchases of $299 or more.
5% off every day? So Columbus Day?
Discover all the things you can get 5% off on.
Arbor Day?
Buy a tree, get 5% off.
St. Patrick's Day?
You'll save lots of green with 5% off.
Awesome.
Lowe's, let's build something together. Subject to credit approval, offers cannot be combined.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Welcome.
I like our new music.
I do too. You know what? You know what I came to realize?
Hmm.
Any song that's written about a good day.
Yes.
Has to be fun. I mean, can you ever imagine, you know, like a blues tune? It was a good day. My girlfriend left me. Oh, it was a good day. My dog died.
Except in rap. Rap songs, when it's a good day, means they didn't have to fire their AK like that lady said. Dr. Dre tells you about it, because that's one good day song that we don't use.
Yeah, word. All right, 34 past the hour on the Good Day Show. Jennifer and Rich. Doug is resting his voice out.
We had to use our AK.
Shit, stay. Hey, head on over to DougSteffen.com or GoodDayShow.com and check out today's daily poll. What's your favorite fall produce? Apples.
So ready for this. Love those.
Pears.
Love those.
Pomegranates.
Love those, especially in champagne.
Pineapples.
Pineapples are fall fruit?
I didn't know that.
I love pineapples.
I think of them as a summer fruit, don't you?
Me too. Yeah.
Pumpkins.
Gets my favorite. Yay!
And let me tell you why pumpkins are my favorite.
They make beer out of them.
Yeah.
Come on, though. Seriously, is there anything better than pumpkins? They're decorative. They look cute in your house. You can cut them up and put a candle inside of them. And you could make pumpkin pie,
pumpkin bread, pumpkin everything. I came home with a pumpkin bread kit a few years ago. Just one of these things. It's got all the ingredients. You just mix it up.
You were one of those husbands that was making a suggestion. Here, honey, look what I got for you.
No. I do that stuff in the house. I wouldn't give her my pumpkin bread to ruin.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, pumpkin bread? Who would eat pumpkin bread?
Are you kidding?
And I'm like, you just wait. And then about 45 minutes later, the house starts smelling so good. And then she's like, really? Pumpkin bread, huh?
Yeah.
I want to try some of this pumpkin bread. And then
have to try the pumpkin pasta that I make. Pumpkin, you can make it with ravioli or you can make it with just regular old pasta. Oh, so good.
You mean the pumpkin is actually in the pasta sauce. Itself, or it's the
sauce?
No,
it's in the sauce.
Really?
It's so good. And it's really good for you, because pumpkin is great for you. It doesn't have a lot of fat. And all you're doing with this recipe is chicken broth and scallions, a little garlic and olive oil. Oh,
really?
So good.
All right, so you got to put that on the website so that I can try it.
Oh, it's yummy. Okay. For Halloween.
Yeah. And my kids are already, like, freaking out over Halloween, what they're going to be, what they're going to do.
Do they know?
Juliana changes her mind every day. I mean, she's going to be a dog.
She's a girl.
She's going to be a kitten. She's going to be a princess. She's going to be this. She's going to be that. I can't keep track. So the day of, we'll go out and get
the costume, right, I know, and you'll get it at a discount. Whatever, so speaking of scary.
Yeah.
The Postal Service. I hate to laugh, because this is actually this is serious for people that have retired, who are trying to get pension from the Postal Service.
Well, not only that, I was, yesterday we were chatting about it a little bit, and I was like, let them close. Who cares? I don't want to get my bills in the mailbox anyway.
Right.
And then as I went through the day here at the office yesterday and started to realize how many checks we wouldn't be getting.
Yeah, it brings you as much money as it takes away, I think.
Well, at work it certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get all of our money is, our clients send us checks.
Right.
And for those to stop. And then I was like, nah, that wouldn't really happen. They would find another way. But then I remembered back about a month ago. We have a client that is Canadian-based, and apparently they were having a postal strike.
Mm-hmm.
This client had somebody fly down to us because they had some other business ready. They brought, and they called us up a couple of days before. They said, would you mind if we sent 15 envelopes with postage on them, and could you mail them for us?
No way.
I'm telling you. So this person showed up to do some other business here, and we mailed these 15 envelopes for them with checks in them so that they could get to their intended places so that they could keep doing business. They were going to have to shut down getting the services that they needed because they couldn't get the checks to the proper places.
Wow.
So yesterday after we were joking around on this, I started thinking about that. What would that do to business if the post office actually shuts down?
Yeah, no, it would not be a good thing. And as much as we joke about, the bills don't get there, trust me, the bills will always get there. But this is this is a big thing. And they're talking about the post office collapsing by next July or August. I mean, that's how soon it is if we don't figure out what to do.
Wow.
So, do you know the story? Should we recap the story?
Yeah,
so
quickly.
There's $5.5 billion in payments due on September 30th. To cover everybody's health coverage and pensions and things. So the Obama administration made an announcement yesterday that it's going to try to save the Postal Service from a little bit of embarrassment by giving them an extra 3 months to make that payment. But the problem remains that they're still going to have to make that payment, and there's another one right around the corner.
Right.
And so you're getting 3 months off, but does that really, really help you?
And interest is still accruing.
Yeah, Joe Lieberman is actually one of the ones that is really vocal about trying to prevent the Postal Service collapse, and they're trying to come up with all these ideas, because it really is,
sell it? I mean, not that it's worth anything.
But people are proposing things like eliminating Saturday delivery, which I actually don't think is a bad idea.
Who
you can deliver during the
week.
I mean, you can wait till Monday.
Yeah.
And then they also want to close up to 3,700 post offices.
Fine with me.
And lay off 120,000 workers. That's tough. And then they're going to have to fight the union because all those workers have contracts with limits on layoffs.
It's tough, but how much of that business will UPS, FedEx, DHL, all of those guys pick up from the post office when they close Saturday delivery? And how I see them trying to get into that business and trying to compete with the post office, and then eventually somebody's going to take it over. It's just the way it has to go.
Isn't that going to make it more expensive for
itself.
Us, though?
I don't think it will. I think between electronic alternatives like we have now and between competition, I don't think that if a outside entity came in, I think they could run it more efficiently. I mean, we get postage stamp raises every year, it seems like, mm-hmm. nowadays. 45 cents, 48 cents, whatever it is going to be. Okay, so let's say FedEx or UPS goes in and buys it and gets us for 50 cents. All right.
You know who I blame for this whole mess?
Who?
Al Gore.
Yeah, this ought to be good. Let me hear it.
For two reasons. Number one, he invented the internet, which has totally cut down our mail supply, right?
Uh-huh.
And then number two, he's Mr. Green, and so he's encouraged everybody to recycle and to say no to junk mail. So he really single-handedly has ruined the whole entire postal service.
Now, let's see if Tom agrees with that. He's a letter carrier in Hannibal, Missouri. Tom, what do you think? Did Al Gore ruin the post office?
Well, I contributed some.
So you have some facts for us. Tell us some facts from how you understand them being in the system.
Well, there's a lot of people don't realize that we do not take any tax money. And at this time with the Tea Party and everything, that with public unions and everything, they think that the union has done the post office in. What has happened was, in 2006, George Bush signed a Reformation Act that made us pre-fund our retirees' health care benefits to the tune of $5.5 billion a year. That is, mm-hmm. is right. But since then, they've had a reaccounting and a reassessment, and two independent firms have found that we have overfunded that by $50 billion.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm.
And there is legislation, you know, like Doug Stephan always
says. How do you overfund something by $50 billion, though? How does somebody make them? Oops, forgot to carry the four.
Well, they were using an old formula. And it's like all the names of all the laws they come up with, like Doug was talking about selling raw milk and all
right.
that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they've overfunded this, and they don't want to give our money back. We're pre-funding for civil service as well as the FERS, and that is overfunded now. We never would have been in the red had we never had to fund that.
So it's because of bureaucracy that this mess is here?
Yes.
Okay.
We do.
Tom, let me ask you something, just point blank. Should the post office be privatized and sold?
Well, I don't think that's the problem right now.
What is the problem? If management, because
right
of government bureaucracy, is basically driving the thing into $5 trillion of debt.
$50 billion
of debt. What is the problem?
Well, part of it, you know, right now we never would have been in the red. It is true. We have to reinvent ourselves. We have to do more. We've started the click and ship. You've seen those advertisements.
Yep.
And even now, we are carrying mail and postage boxes for UPS. We are the only entity that goes every door every day. So in a lot of the rural areas and everything, we are caring for FedEx and UPS because they cannot afford to go in those areas, rural areas.
Being an insider, do you look at this? I mean, and every employee for every agency, company looks at it and says, man, these people don't know what they're doing. They need to run it like this. Do you look at the post office and say, here's some inefficiencies here. I wish that they would do this differently?
Well, I'm a part of the union. I'm part of the NALC. And when our volume dropped, with the recession and all this, the NALC stepped up and actually devised methods and ways where we carry more mail. We carry parts of other routes when we don't have enough mail on our own route.
Interesting.
So that we can save money for the post office. We're not out to kill the goose that laid the golden egg, by any means.
So in your mind, the post office runs efficiently and should be a money-making entity?
All the money we get is from goods and services. We accept absolutely no tax money at all.
So what you're telling us is the only reason that you have this debt is because of a bureaucratic...
it's a lot of cash.
The pre-funding.
Right, the pre-funding thing for the retirement funds.
Yes.
And they use the wrong formula, and that's the reason that you're in this mess, is because they use the wrong formula. Otherwise, the post office would be a money-making, self-sustaining entity.
Yes. We can see that we have to do things that will...
How come they raise the price of stamps every year, though, and tell us that if we don't, that the post office is going to go under?
Well, they haven't raised the price of stamps in like the last 2 or 3 years. We've held on that. Mm-hmm. We have modified other. When UPS ships, they ship according to zones, and they have where they can. In different areas of the country, and we were just one price for the whole country. I think we have evolved to doing more of that, too. But any time you have a delivery service, you know, one of the big things is gas prices, too.
So, yeah, no, but all of
we have to respond to all
that as well. I mean, everybody has to deal with that. So, yeah, I mean, that's certainly got to put a push on it. All right, Tom, thank you for the information. That's good insight. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank
you
very much.
And
there is a bill in Congress now that has like 183 co-sponsors. It's H.R. 1351 that is a bill that will give us our money back that we have in retirees. We're pre-funding for people that are not even working for the post office yet.
Interesting. Huh. So we want that sign.
Yeah.
That will help everything out.
Well, yes, it's by Lynch.
Yeah, so. If you're pre-funding, just take the money back. It's,
right.
And we will have that pre-funded, and we it is true. We need to make a better model for ourselves
for
the future, and we want to evolve into that.
All right, Tom. Well, keep us up to date and let us know what's going on, all right?
Well, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, let's go back to talking about... kids and what they're learning about 9/11 in their schools. Here's Yvonne from El Paso, Texas, who is a high school English teacher. Hi, Yvonne.
Yes, hi.
So how is your school, or how are you handling the 10-year anniversary?
Well, I just know that if the kids, you know, we were going to bring it up anyway, but if the kids, you know, have questions or they want to know more about what happened back then, because, like you said, a lot of them were in second grade when that happened.
Do you feel like these kids have a full understanding of what happened at this point? I mean, even though they were in the second grade, they've had 10 years to kind of learn more about it. And how well do you think they understand what happened?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they because they've been announcing it every year, you know, on not announcing, but they show what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when 9/11 comes around, and they've heard about it, I'm sure, from their parents. And so I think they've sort of grown up with it, sort of like when we were going to school and the Vietnam War was going on.
Right. So there's no official plan from your school district to talk about it or to teach it, but you're able to talk about it if questions come up?
Yeah, if questions come up, if the kids have some concerns, and I'm sure they're going to be seeing things on TV as well.
Yeah, it's everywhere this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I know my kids were going to college at the time when that happened, and they were shocked by it. They were working and going to school, and, you know, everyone was talking about it at work, and then I guess they saw it on TV as well. And then I was going to school, getting my other degree, and they closed down everything. They closed UTEP down and New Mexico State. All the colleges and the schools were getting closed down, too, as well. Mm-hmm. Everyone left about half day.
All right, Yvonne. Well, thank you, and good luck with it today. And I hope that it goes well for you and there's no difficult conversations, because it can be a tricky thing to talk about with, you know, especially somebody that age.
Yep.
It's 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a SuperStart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it in stock at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery get you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi.
53 past the hour.
Now you sound much better.
I was resting my moneymaker.
Mm-hmm. You might want to try shaking it.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Might get you some more money these
shaking,
days.
Stirred. Yeah, you might be right about that. All right, so anyway, the technology tailor is here, as he normally is at this point in time. We're talking about Alex Goldfane. Netflix. The Netflix price increase. People are still talking about that because it went into effect last week. You know why their timing was so incredibly bad? Think about it a little bit. Alex will tell you why. He's got it figured out, and he's up next here on Good Day.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfane.
On September 1st, Netflix's new and much maligned pricing structure went live. The most popular plan went up by 60% from $10 per month to $16. Well, last week there was more difficult news for the top movie streaming company. According to CNET, Starz, which is the movie channel that owns internet rights to movies from Disney and Sony Pictures, broke off talks with Netflix to extend its licensing agreement. As a result, Starz will pull over 1,000 movies and even more TV show episodes from Netflix in February. This couldn't have come at a worse time for Netflix. In the same week that prices catapulted up, we learned its content will diminish greatly. Not good. Look for subscribers to begin dropping the streaming service in favor of the DVD by mail only program. And of course, competitors like Amazon and even Redbox will work hard to pull away Netflix subscribers. I'm Alex Goldfane.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
September was just named National Spinal Cord Injury Awareness Month. Will you stand up for those who can't? Every 48 minutes, another American will become spinal cord injured, like Mark Bonaconte, son of NFL Hall of Famer Nick Bonaconte, who was paralyzed when playing college football. His father promised to work to find a cure, and 26 years later, the Bonaconte Fund to Cure Paralysis raises money each year to do just that.
My dad's bedside promise to me to do whatever it took to make sure I would walk again has inspired so many athletes and private citizens to help the Bonaconte Fund and transform the Miami Project to Cure Paralysis into the world's most comprehensive spinal cord injury research center. Please visit thebonacontefund.com to contribute online or attend the September 26th Porch Legends Dinner in New York City, honoring heroes like Don Shula, Jerry Rice, and many others to help raise money for a cure for paralysis.
For more information, visit www.thebonacontefund.com. Or call 1-866-STAND-UP.
You probably loved eating candy as a child, and now you can relive some of those carefree days without compromising taste or satisfaction or portion size. Kendra Johansson has more with a famous funny lady about some new dessert delights you'll enjoy.
Walking down the candy aisle isn't just something to do for picking up sweets for your kids. Now Skinny Cow Candy, with the help of author and former Saturday Night Live funny woman Molly Shannon, is flipping the script when it comes to treating yourself to some tasty treats.
People are always saying that you can't eat chocolate or that candy is bad. Well, Skinny Cow Candy is really good. I'm here to tell you. I say your lips and your hips can rejoice because Skinny Cow is redefining candy. Now you can have a delicious chocolatey treat in four luscious flavors that's only 110 to 120 calories. They are great tasting, low calorie, and very satisfying. Literally every woman's dream. Try them, and if you think they're really good, you can join me in helping Skinny Cow redefine candy.
For more information and to join Molly and Skinny Cow Candy in urging dictionary publishers to officially redefine candy, log on to facebook.com/theskinnycowus. That's new product news from Nestle.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Amazon's going to let shoppers pick up deliveries through post office boxes at 7-Eleven stores. Did you hear that?